This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
You have to discover what your values are. It's part of the reason why I think that you need to tell the truth, because you're forced to negotiate with yourself to operate properly in the world. And if you've warped yourself, let's say, or some elements of yourself by engaging in self-deception and lies, and you're not now, because of that, you're not who you could be, and you don't live in the world as you should live in it, then when you discuss with yourself what your value should be, it will be as if you're discussing it with someone that you can't trust.
You learn more in the middle of a crisis, or when your life has that moment of a downtrot. There is more wisdom and knowledge, instincts, intuitions, discernment, and instincts that are developed in the middle of a crisis.
The truth is that you are going to suffer, but the way to deal with suffering is accepting that suffering and then recognizing that it is suffering, accepting it, and then letting it sort of have its say and then moving on from it.
All of the power that you have and all of the strength that you have and all the ideas that you have are born in your uniqueness. What makes you unique is what makes you special. You spend your whole life trying to conform, trying to be what somebody else thinks you should be or fit into a mold or fit into a system, and you dull down your specialness, then you're dulling down all of your ability to change the world. So I think that it's very, very important that people have an opportunity to be the best of themselves that they can be.
Actually, we should play like champions and train like underdogs. Why? Because the underdog works in a way not worrying about what anybody else thinks or believes. That gives you an edge. It gives you a phenomenal advantage. When you're not actually worried about what will people say, when you're not concerned by, am I going to fail? Am I going to look worse? See, when we become successful, even as underdogs, if we've risen to success, the biggest enemy of that success is not reconnecting to that feeling of an underdog. So no matter how much success you've achieved, always remind yourself the mindset of an underdog is the mindset that nurtures talent, that nurtures success, that harnesses your true potential.
If you value yourself for being a master, if your confidence comes from, I know this stuff, then you're gonna be in trouble. Because I think that the reality is that being a master, feeling like you're an expert, that stuff is a trap, and you need to keep your beliefs nimble. So the more you learn, the more you need to be checking yourself to make sure that that stuff isn't calcifying into dogma, meaning that it becomes like, I do it this way, and that's the way I do it, that's the way I've always done it, that's what my success is based on, so I'm gonna keep doing it. That becomes incredibly dangerous, especially now in a world that changes and evolves so quickly. What worked yesterday may not keep working tomorrow. So you've got to constantly be willing to check your assumptions.
The things that you're feeling, clenching up, feeling like you're not good enough, feeling like...
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
like you're not ready, doubting yourself, kind of spending too much time thinking about how much time you've wasted. You cannot overcome those thoughts because they keep rising up and they've become a habit, it's sort of a pattern. You are going to feel like an imposter until you push through that clenched up moment over and over and over again. And then suddenly, through action language, you're going to see that you're not an imposter at all. You're actually the kind of person that pushes through and does what he or she says they are going to do.
When you get tired, when you get fatigued, when you get down, when you're in a slump, it's your habits, rituals, routines, and your standards that carry you through. And if you don't have good habits, you don't have good rituals, you don't have good routines, always in your life you will fall down in bad times, in slumps, in fatigue, and in stress.
You've got to know every no brings you a step closer to a yes. Anybody can stop because someone said no, but there's something in you, in your heart of hearts, that's saying, I'm not a quitter. There's something in you that says, I've got the will to do it. There's something in you that says, I'm going to find a way.
You can't straighten yourself out merely as a consequence of hope. Let's say you lay out a vision for the future and you think about what your life would be, what you'd like your life to be like. And then that makes you hopeful and it motivates you because it gives you something worthwhile and higher order to work for, right? And that's useful. That's positive emotion working for you because positive emotion is experienced in relationship to goals. But it's not as useful as also being chased by something you're terrified by. And if you have a good sense of how you'd fall apart if you stayed weak and just exactly what kind of hell that would be, then when you determine to do something like to tell the truth and to say what you think and to not do things that you hate, then you're going to be pulled along by the purpose that your vision has provided for you, but also pushed along by your desire to avoid the worst forms of hell that you've already outlined for yourself.
Yeah, we want to be them. We want to be someone else. And in doing that, you lose all the potential of who you are. You mimic. You be them. You are them. You become them. And you lose you. And we look up to so many people in this world who will let us down. We're humans. I'm going to let you down. You're going to let somebody down. And you put them on a pedestal, you then lose time when that person comes up and lets you down. You must hold yourself accountable and being your own hero, that's what that does. You make yourself so totally accountable for who you are. You focus on you and only on you to become the best person you can be for others. Because we leave a lot on the table not searching who we are. And then therefore, you die not knowing your greatest potential.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.